Everybody else who's here is a career politician. I'm an ordinary woman from this area. I live in the constituency almost 6 years now. I'm a mother of five children, and I'm a wife of a serial entrepreneur, and I'm also a mature student of law in UL in my final year. The reason that I'm running at this late stage is that I waited to see somebody, a candidate that would represent the things that concern me. And with all due respect to all the politicians here tonight, not one of them represented the things that concern me. I don't want to not vote in this election. I want to vote. If there was somebody standing that I felt would be my voice, I would vote for that person, and there wasn't. My concerns about education, about jobs, about healthcare, I don't see them being addressed. They haven't been addressed in the government that we've had in the last two periods. They have not been addressed for... They haven't been addressed for the last 14 years. We have needs in this constituency that are growing more serious all the time. We all know about Nina Hospital. I am concerned about urgent care. I'm concerned overall about the medical system. I'm concerned that people are getting poorer and they can't afford to take care of themselves when somebody is ill. I would like to see a medical insurance system like the Dutch medical insurance system, where everybody gets basic cover regardless of their income. I would like to see an overhaul of the education system. I'm concerned about the replacement teachers when we have so many young, skilled, qualified teachers, yet when there has to be a replacement teacher in a school, there is a climate of bringing in pensioned, retired teachers to do that work. There's been millions spent on educating young people to teach. They're not getting the opportunities. They're leaving. All of our vibrant, skilled, talented young people will be leaving, and this constituency and this country will be a shell. I was one of the people in the 80s who left Ireland to get work in another country. And I remember with friends in the last 10 years and saying, you know, remember the 80s, we all had to go away. Isn't it great that we'll never see those days again? I don't think any of us dreamed we would see those days again. I'm terrified at the prospect of my children not being able to go to college, or if they manage to get through college, moving to the four corners of the planet and perhaps not being able to see my own grandchildren grow up because they're in Australia or America or wherever they will have to go. I'm worried about these things. I'm concerned about the small, medium enterprises in this constituency. I'm concerned about commercial, empty buildings, like, for instance, the Stream Centre. Fantastic constructions, like ghost towns, nothing going on there. I'm concerned that there's too much focus on foreign direct investment and not enough focus on cultivating an environment where small local businesses can flourish. These things worry me, and these are the things I feel passionate about, and these are the things that I will air if I get a chance to air my voice.